About half an hour into the meeting, moderator Eric Jordan asked if anyone wanted to speak in favor of HB 77.
Is there anybody here who wants to speak in favor of the bill?
Nobody did. Instead, most of the evening's testimony sounded something like this.
The Seneca tribe has taken a stance in opposition of HB 77.
We're against it. We're against HB 77.
I think the whole bill should pretty much just be scrapped.
That was Michael Baines of the Sitka Tribe, Andrew Scorzelli of the Chum Trollers Association, and Scott Harris of the Sitka Conservation Society. HB 77 would make a host of changes, large and small, to the way the Department of Natural Resources permits projects on state land. Critics say the bill would severely curtail public input on resource decisions. The Parnell administration says Alaska needs a more streamlined permitting process to ease development.
What happened is we had gotten into quite a hole with backlogs of authorization.
Wynne Menefee is the DNR's chief of operations for the Division of Mining, Land, and Water. Menefee was supposed to attend the meeting in Sitka, but his flight was canceled because of snow. Speaking later to KCAW, Menefee said that HB 77 will make the DNR more efficient.
We're trying to tackle that and try to make sure that we can be an agency that can provide timely, certain, and efficient authorizations for folks.
But at the meeting in Sitka, speakers said the bill overreaches. Linda Benkin is the director of the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association.
I think everybody has seen situations that the hatcheries is a perfect example where the permitting process can seem overly burdensome. But overly burdensome is better than irreparable harm.
Speakers at the meeting worried that the bill would give the DNR commissioner too much authority and limit the public's right to appeal DNR decisions. The bill would restrict appeals to people who can prove they are, quote, substantially and adversely affected by the decision, as opposed to simply aggrieved in the current language. Another section stipulates that only people who, quote, participate meaningfully in the public comment period will be allowed to appeal. Another issue raised by speakers in Sitka was the question of water reservations. Here's Linda Benkin again.
It's the in-stream flow. So right now, individuals, organizations, tribal governments can apply for permits to protect in-stream flow to make sure there's adequate water to meet the needs of salmon in a stream at any time of year. And that opportunity will be precluded with HB 77.
Basically, the issue is this. Whereas a water appropriation takes X amount of water out of a river or lake, a water reservation keeps X amount of water in that body, for instance, to protect fish habitat or water quality. Right now, anybody can apply for a water reservation, including any individual, nonprofit, or tribe. The wording in HB 77 would limit that right to government agencies. Up till now, water reservations haven't been a major issue in Southeast, since they apply to state land, and most land in Southeast is federal. But, speakers said, it represents what they object to most in the bill, stripping away the ability to have a voice in resource decisions. Menefee said that individuals can still partner with government agencies to apply for water reservations. He said this section of HB 77 grew out of a worry that the reservations were being abused as a tactic to stop major projects.
There are reservations filed on rivers for pretty much the biggest projects around. Like, for instance, there's reservations on the Chewitna coal area, on Pebble, on Susitna Dam, on the coal development in Sutton. If you go through and you look at the different larger projects that are going along, each one of them has a person applying for a water reservation on them.
But, Menefee said, in response to public opposition, the DNR is working with legislators to make changes to the bill before it comes up for a vote in the Senate.
We heard loud and clear the concerns about still allowing people to apply, so we're trying to find language that we can address that.
Both of Sitka's legislators, Senator Bert Stedman, a Republican, and Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins, a Democrat, opposed the bill. Stedman said the bill was written too broadly and pushed through without enough public input.
This is a classic example where an issue is driven mainly by rail belt elected officials in an attempt to basically drive it right over the coastal legislators.
HB 77 passed the House last year. To become law, it has to pass the Senate and be signed by the governor. The bill is currently in the Senate Rules Committee. In Stedman's words,
it's about 1 inch away from a vote.
Back in Sitka, Scott Harris spoke for many in the room when he said,
the people that manage public resources need to listen to the public. That's America. That's Alaska. That's democracy. And yes, it's harder, it takes more time, you have to find consensus among different opinions, but tough, that's the way it needs to be if you're talking about public resources.
And on HB 77, at least, the conversation is in full swing. In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.